When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on the Simply Human podcast.
The time. Yeah. By the way, very quickly, not to derail you, but did you intentionally use a line from a John Mayer song at the very beginning of this when you said you had a quarter life crisis?
No, I didn't actually.
No, that was the thing. The only place I've ever heard that was John Mayer. And yes, I'm a John Mayer super fan.
Well, guess what? You're not soulmates, Rick. How about that?
No, I bought a book called The Quarter Life Crisis when I was in my early 20s.
Oh, maybe that's where John Mayer stole it from. So maybe John Mayer isn't all he's cracked up to be, is he, Rick? It's episode 191 of the Simply Human podcast with your hosts, Mark and Rick. Two human beings being human. Our goal is to help you understand how humans are designed to eat, sleep, move, and enjoy, and how you can start living more like a human today. On today's show, I'm going to do this, Rick, and I'm going to say it, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to nail it.
Better you than me, buddy.
We have Anahata Ananda, Soul Guide for Empowerment and Awakening. If you say it with confidence.
Okay, see, that's what I was going to go with, but I felt like I didn't have a lot of confidence. So
there are seven A's in her name. That's a lot of vowels. Can I buy a vowel? So she is the founder of...
I've never heard that
before. She's the founder of Shamangelic Healing in Sedona, Arizona. That's also a fun, catchy little... Sedona, Arizona. She's the founder of Sedona's Shamangelic Healing Center. Ananda blends the compassion and tenderness of an angel and the wisdom and strength of a shaman to guide profound journeys of core healing and spiritual awakening. I'm looking forward to this, Rick.
Ah, so am I. This looked, from goofing around on the internet, looking stuff up for her, it made me very interested in what she has to say.
Hey, Simply Human listeners, you might be wondering, why didn't we have a show last week?
Yeah, I was going to follow up today with a question, but yeah, go ahead.
We recorded Crosstalk. We had a very lively discussion about Thanksgiving and some other things. I wonder if we should just post that as a show, just Mark and Rick's Crosstalk when the guest forgot about the interview and just didn't show up.
Because Crosstalk is fun.
Yeah.
I mean, now, the interview is fun.
Here is the good news and the bad news. The bad news is he forgot.
Okay.
Our guest. The good news is he sent me like a $100 gift card to his mushroom site.
That's a lot of mushrooms, I feel like.
Like, how many mushrooms can you buy?
That's a lot of mushrooms.
So I didn't even like look.
This dude gave you a lifetime supply of mushrooms.
No one has ever spent $100 in their lifetime. We kid.
First, when you said a $100 gift, I was going to be like, where's my half?
Right. Well,
for mushrooms, I'm like, yeah, you can have my gut. It's fine.
Maybe I can, yeah. Donate it back to me.
Revisit that video series of Rick Tries a New Food.
That is funny.
That was always a winner.
That was funny.
I had to eat the food and it was gross.
That's the whole point. So two things happened to me today, Rick.
Yes.
One of them is kind of quick and easy, and then the next one is kind of this longer thing, and I have some text that I'm going to read you. The first thing is, I was playing basketball today, as I do.
Bragging montage.
With my knee braces and all my...
do not wear knee braces.
I have to on my right knee. The knee that got run over by a car is...
Okay. I'll give you the knee that was exploded on impact and run over by a car.
And it's like one of those... It's like one of those. It looks like the knee brace that Tyron Smith wore on his arm last night. It's not quite one of those, but it's kind of close to one of those.
You're one of these Simply Human Dallas Cowboys fans. That's nuts, by the way. That Tyron Smith's arm is so huge, they didn't make a brace, so they had to put a knee brace on his elbow.
And it worked. It fit.
And it was, like, super tight.
That was pretty crazy. Okay, so anyway. In my game, I was hacked, and a fingernail or something caught me on the tip of the nose and, like, shredded a piece of skin off my nose. It would not stop bleeding. I'm, like, I'm a little off-centered Rudolph. And I'm looking, like, when I look at myself in the mirror, it's like, it looks stupid, Rick. I look like I have,
send
like.
Send me a picture.
Okay. I'll send you a picture of it, the blood, like, dripping off my nose.
Of course you stopped to take a picture of that, by the way.
Okay. This is what it did for, like, an entire game. It, like, didn't stop doing this. It would not stop bleeding.
That's safe, Mark. I don't think you're supposed to play basketball with just blood just squirting all over the place.
I think Magic Johnson did that, didn't he?
I was going to make a joke along those lines, but I was like, no, that's not tasteful. That's not a tasteful joke.
Okay, so that was that. Do you see it?
You said it was bleeding nonstop. It is a trickle of blood.
But it was like, I'm not saying it was bad. I'm saying, like, I would wipe it off, and then, like, 2 seconds later, they would be like, it's still, like, dripping off your nose.
Okay, so it's like when you cut yourself shaving.
Yeah, yes.
I hate those. You could never get those to stop.
I get, yeah, and it would just not stop. It was, like, dripping into my mouth and everything. It was crazy.
Okay, that's more than enough.
Okay. Okay, the second thing happened to me today that I want to tell you about happened this morning. I dropped my daughters off at school, and I was headed to the office. And you could actually, you might be able to picture this. So in between Judge Ely and Treadway on North 10th, you with me? It's like if you come out Washington, like you're going from the White House, you're going down Washington away from ACU.
Yeah, I think I follow.
You turn right, and then you go down that hill, and there's like those apartments and some other things down that hill. Okay, well there's a little gutter that goes across that street. It's like a drainage thing, and it's like you have to kind of slow down and go through it because it's like a dip, you know, in the road.
Yeah.
And there was water always like going across it. Especially there was snow and ice. We made a big snowman. I don't know if you saw my pictures I posted of this huge snowman.
I saw the pictures that our friends doctored and sent to our group.
Jeez, yeah, that was pretty awful. And people were driving through this little bit of water and then tracking the water past the little deal, and it was just solid ice. You probably have a lot of experience with black ice in your job, like with people like getting out of control onto it.
Not really here, but when I worked in Oklahoma, there was almost always some crazy weather thing going on.
I've never experienced the black ice where like it looks like the road is dry.
Oh, you know, and I got that when we were living in Ohio, because we lived there for 2 winters. The first one was like a particularly cold winter even by their standards. So
no,
that's
thank
like
you.
I never like flipped out on black ice, but yeah, I was constantly just like paralyzed in fear anytime I was driving.
Yeah,
that I was gonna, like on the freeway, like hit a patch of black ice.
Yeah, so it's like it's sunny day. I mean, it was early. It was 7:50, but it was 29 degrees, and somebody had just get it like off of the road up onto the grass, and so people had kind of slowed down, and then the lady or somebody in front of me was like gonna stop and turn left, and there's no like left turn lane on that road, so I brake. And I'm like, okay, man, I think there's some. I don't even realize it's icy yet. I just think that this crazy person has off the road somehow. And I hear the noise, Rick. What noise do I hear?
Well, sound of you pooping in your pants.
That is a very typical morning for me. And I turned around and went back home to get a change of underwear.
This is after that part.
Yeah. I hear the crunch of someone running into the back of me. No, someone rear-ended me.
Oh, I thought it was you hit something.
So I'm stopping. Oh. I come to a stop, and then blammo, like the noise was so bad that it's like, okay, the whole like back of my truck is probably like caved in. Like it was pretty, not like where I'm going to like fake a neck injury or anything, but you know, like it was.
And Exhibit A, Your Honor, of the defendant's podcast, where he's laying out the insurance fraud scheme.
Exhibit B. So I get out, and it's just like Caprice. What is that, a Chevy Caprice? Is that what they are? It's kind of a big old Crown Vic-sized car.
It's like a pretty old. I mean, they haven't made those in a long time, but yeah.
And it is just like the front bumper, the front hood and bumper is just like demolished. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I walk back there and I step out of the truck. I'm like, it's like an ice rink. And I was like, geez, like I almost fell down.
Yeah.
And I walk back. There is not only is there not a dent on any part of my truck, there is not a scratch on my truck.
Really?
I still can't, like, I don't understand. I don't understand how it's possible.
Doomed in a force field of ice, maybe.
I guess. Look, like, I mean, there's, you could, what I just sent you, you can see where I've, like, kind of wiped away the dust on my bumper to check, but that's not a scratch. That's just my hand.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And then I just sent you the pictures, and I guess I can post these with the show. There's, well, that's maybe great. I shouldn't. Maybe I'll wipe out his license plate number on this guy's car.
So we don't get people stalking him.
Yeah. So here's my question. Talk to the guy, super nice guy. He's got three kids at the school my kids go to. I've never met him. He's wearing a Cowboys beanie, so we became instant best friends. And it wasn't his fault. I mean, it was his fault, but it wasn't. Nobody saw the ice. Bad, wrong place, wrong time. Now he's going to be out. However much it's going to cost, either his deductible or the parts or whatever. Can I offer to like give him some money to help him with this? Is that like out of bounds or like a, you know what I mean?
I don't know. Like the way you never know like how some people are. Some people could be very, very prideful and that could really offend them.
Mm-hmm.
And like you just met this guy, so you're not quite 100%.
Yeah, no idea. Yeah. Like how would I text? Like, and I told him, I was like, let me know, like, insurance, where my brother's an insurance adjuster, I can, like, give you, if you need.
And then comes Mark dropping names here.
My brother.
Brother that's an insurance adjuster.
Well, I was like, if you need help, like, trying to figure out which route to go, because I called Brad, who does that, and he looked at the pictures and was like, what's going to happen is they're going to total his car, and then they're going to give him money, and then he's going to have to go buy.
Yeah, if they give you $5,000 for your car, then you have $5,000 to spend on a car.
Yeah, and if you can't find a good enough, decent enough car, then you've got to like take a loan out. And he's like, this guy's probably had this car paid off for 5 years, and now he gets a car payment out of the deal, you know? Yeah. And so I don't know. And he like just texted me and just was like, hey, because I told him to like to keep me updated. Like he didn't have his phone, so
they're
I texted.
Total that car, Mark.
You don't think so? Well, Brad.
No way.
Well, hey.
Well, Brad knows more about it than I do, yeah. I guess. But like, well, I guess. I mean, it's what he does for a living. Man, I guess maybe from that angle, like it just doesn't look. Oh yeah, I guess the hood's all bent up. Yeah, they're probably
it's an older
like
car
and stuff like that. Yeah.
So I want to like offer like because I've got like you know it's like I don't want his like his kid's Christmas to like suffer because of the stupid ice thing. I just don't know how to like go about saying, hey, I don't mean to insult you because I'm sure you're like a very capable person.
I'm not sure if you're poor or not.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, right.
That's exactly how you should say it.
Yeah, and then like.
Hey, listen, if you're poor, like.
Yeah, and then he's going to find me and beat me in, beat my face.
Why don't you give $100 gift card to the mushroom farm?
Now listen here. I know this is like this is sucks that this happened, but let me tell you what I got for you. Use this code, and you can buy like mushrooms for the rest of your life. Oh my gosh! Okay, all right. Well, mushroom talk. Okay, I really do think I'm going
okay,
to
seriously. Here's my idea.
Okay.
I don't have any idea what to do with this. So if you're listening to this show,
but it might be too late. This show's going to go out on.
Yeah, but you can still, you know, give him some money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not like I have to be a part of like his decision making process.
That. I mean, he's going
to
get screwed.
Yeah.
So if that's just we usually post a Facebook, make a Facebook post for each show. We don't make that many Facebook posts anymore.
What if I just like get off my butt and publish this show like tomorrow?
Okay. Yeah, do that.
Okay.
Okay. If you're worried about the time component. So go on the Facebook link and post what you think Mark should do. Also, you can tweet. Do you still do Twitter, Mark?
Yeah. At SimplyHuman52. I've changed it to all Cowboys, but I will still. It's like it's my Cowboys news I get with Twitter, and I change my profile pic to Jalen Smith.
Well, of course you have. Well, then Twitter or Instagram or whatever, send us an email or, you know,
voicemail.
Call us. What's the number?
530-42-HUMAN.
Yeah, you can leave us a voicemail, 530-42-HUMAN. And we got to figure this out.
Yeah. There's one other thing I was going to tell you. Oh, I think I am going to release like just the 10 minutes of crosstalk from last week just so it doesn't go into whatever. But anyway, okay, we're going to hang up this call. We're going to end this call, and I'm going to and go back, go to your email. And
I got you.
I got this whole Zoom thing down. Okay, hang on. Here we go.
Here I am.
Okay.
So, excellent.
Will you pronounce your name? We've made an attempt, and let's see if we were right.
It's always entertaining to hear the options.
Well, can I say how I said it and see if I said Anahata Ananda.
Yes.
No way.
Done.
Wow. Yeah. Plus 5 points for Mark.
I am a pronunciation genius. Okay. Okay. So now let's keep this going. So Anahata, is that what you go by, or do you have a nickname?
Yeah. No, Anahata. Yeah.
So we had this thing where we guess birthdays, and we're gonna each guess twice. And you can't give us a hint. You can't be like, "Oh, so close." You just have to say yes or no. And Rick is actually.
You're going to pick a day and a month?
Like, yes. Rick has done it twice.
Mm.
And it's last time I came dangerously close.
Few
I was
days.
Like 2 days off or something.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go first. I'm going to say my first guess. I'm going to go August 10th.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay. I won't say anything.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I'm going to go opposite of that. I think you're pulling his leg. I'm going to go February 16th.
Mm. Okay, I'm not supposed to say anything, right?
Well, you say yes or no. I mean, no. If it's
just yes or no.
Okay. No and no.
Okay, okay. Rick, that's Brad and Jeff's birthday. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
February 16th. Like, how about that? Okay, okay. I like the noise. Rick, I like the noise you made when I guessed August 10th, so I'm going to say August 2nd.
You know, It is a fire sign, so it is like August is a good idea, but it's not. It is not August.
Dang it.
But it is the 2nd.
Oh, okay. There's a hint. Okay, so Rick, it won't count in the formal record, but you know the day now.
The day of the day of the month.
Yes.
The day of the month is the 2nd, and it's a fire sign. So.
Oh, well. Well, the fire signs.
That narrows it down.
It's not cancer.
If you know what the other fire signs are.
Hang on one second.
You hear the typing on the keyboard. Fire signs.
Fire signs. So that would narrow it down to 2 other months.
Come on, Rick.
Hang on.
Get your Google working for you. Come on.
Siri, what is a fire sign?
Oh,
I was trying to actually ask Siri.
Just guess.
I don't know what the fire sign is.
Well, just guess one.
April.
Yes.
What?
April.
All right. Well, that's a lot not as impressive, Rick. You had 11. You knew it was in August, so you had 11
she
chance.
She significantly narrowed it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
From 1 in 365 chance to 1. Well, by that time, I got it 1 in 11. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
okay.
Wow.
So April 2nd.
4-2. Awesome. Well,
note
that
to self, fire signs.
Fire signs.
August.
Yeah, that's an Aries.
Okay. I feel like you know a lot about this. I'm a Cancer, and I don't like to be Cancer because it's Cancer. Can I be something else?
Okay, but it's a crab.
Idiot.
Okay,
oh.
So that's a little better.
So I'm putting the show notes, and I'm putting Mark's crabs. Okay, got that.
Won't be the first time.
Yeah, right. You know, college was, you know, it was a while.
It was a long. It was a long time ago. There were a lot of experiments happening.
Yeah,
trying to figure myself out.
Duly noted.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a crab. So Cancer is a crab.
It's emotion. It's a water sign. It's an emotional. It's a sensitive sign. That's a good thing for a man. You know, to be sensitive and to be in touch with your emotions. So if you're stuffing all your emotions, that can get tricky for a Cancer, you know?
Yeah, well, I have 2 daughters and I cry all the time now.
Perfect. That's exactly the water sign like that. That means that if you're in touch with your emotions, no wonder you would have daughters.
Okay.
You know, you'll do well with them if you respect their emotions,
yeah,
too.
Well, here's an example. We watched Home Alone 1 and 2 this over the weekend. They're in their like 9 and 8. And if yeah. I didn't stink and cry both times when Kevin's mom like comes home and that right. moment where they're oh looking at each other, I'm getting chills. Jesus. Right now, and like so the first time they see me crying, like I mean I'm not like white weeping, but there's like water in my eyes. And then we watch two the next day, they're all like looking over at me, you know, at that part, and they're like, "Are you crying, Dad? Are you crying?" I was like, "No, you're crying, shut up." Kevin, oh my
watch
god.
Watch me be crying at just the storyline of just reputed neglect where this kid gets left all alone, all these
it's
a terrible play.
You know what? Having a dad that is emotional and sensitive is as long as the emotion and sensitivity isn't like anger and rage, you know, but is sweet and sensitive and caring. That is wonderful for a daughter
okay.
to have that. My dad was a Cancer sign.
Oh, there you go. What's when was his birthday?
His birthday was July 20th.
Okay. Right at the very edge of Cancer. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I know.
But, so I'm in February. What does that mean for me?
February, you're up there with, what are you, Aquarius?
I don't know.
Pisces. Yeah.
He was born on leap year. He was born on leap. He was born on leap day on the 29th of February.
Yeah. Cool. Yes. Cool. You guys are just a blast. We're gonna have a riot.
Yes.
I know.
Okay. Well, let's talk about. I want to get to the quantum stuff, but let's talk about very quickly your story. Like, what? How did you get to doing what you are doing now?
It came from chaos, frankly, you know, from a big shift in my life where things weren't going well. And I was unhappy in my marriage. I was not having great health. And I was in overwhelm. I had twins and I was kind of in overwhelm parenting. And I felt kind of alone in the process. And I think, you know, it was from chaos. It was from this downward spiral, you know, that started the whole thing. And I just wanted to turn my life around. And I was like, this can't stay like this. And so that really catalyzed me, you know, motivated me to look at empowerment, get my health back in order, you know, look at the relationship to see what I could fix and what I could not. And, you know, really make the changes and heal emotional wounds from my childhood, but also take my life back into control. And so I think that's what really catalyzed, motivated me into the healing arts, into shamanic studies, and finding different ways across the whole spectrum of life.
Cool.
Health, spirituality, emotional health, relationships, and career, and really get a handle on all of those things that we're totally falling apart, you know?
Right. And you started to kind of hit on it, but, you know, in the intro, I mentioned that you are the founder of Sedona's Shamangelic Healing Center. What is that? Yeah. Like, explain, what does that mean?
Yeah, so I like this term, this term shamangelic, because the shaman is not afraid to look at the shadow. The shaman is not afraid to look at the darkness. And face what needs to be faced. You know, the pain, the grief, the anger, the shadow, the shaman's not afraid to do that. And then the angelic aspect of that is really bringing in light, compassion, consciousness, and gentleness into the whole process. So it's this balance of kind of fire and water. It's courage, but gentleness at the same time. So I call my practice here in Sedona shamangelic healing.
So is that something that you came, that word, that term, did you come up with that?
You know what? This was something that I heard a friend of mine use this term years and years and years ago, shamangelic. And I'm like, you know what? That's what I am all about. And he's like, that is so true for you. And so it became what I have used in my business.
Cool. Okay, so yeah. I want to make sure we get to all this, and I think we're gonna have fun talking about this. So you talk about the quantum leap strategies, and it's like we're recording this on December 10th of 2018. Everybody's kind of gearing up for. Actually, Rick, I was gonna talk to Rick about this earlier. He was gonna make fun of me, but like I'm gearing up for the books that I want to read in 2019. And I have a strategy. I have 40 books that I want to read in 2019.
Wow, that's a great goal.
And I have a spreadsheet where I have written them all down. Oh, speaking of, very quickly, and you may not want to answer this. You may not. What is your favorite piece of like classic literature?
Ooh. Wow. I have to sit with that because favorite is like a classic.
I know. Rick, what is yours? Do you have one?
I'm about 75% of the way through The Count of Monte Cristo. The problem is I was checking it out from the library.
And it keeps going back to the...
on my Kindle app. Well, yeah. It took me forever to get as far as I was in it. And then I tried to recheck it, and it was like checked out.
Too many times.
Their digital version for like 2 months, and so I haven't been able to get back to it. But
okay, think on that. Think on that, and we'll talk about that at the end. So I have like this – I'm going to read like one of those a month, and then I'm going to read a presidential biography every quarter. It's a big – I'm a nerd. So let's talk about 2019, Quantum Leap. What is all of that? Explain it. Take us back 101.
Well, first of all, that's one of the ways we get – you know, quantum leaps is to break it down into bite-sized pieces. You know, it's not like, oh, all of a sudden I want to read this many books. Well, what does that look like each day?
Right.
That's where, hey, I'm going to get 10 pages in each day. I need to get a book a week in. Okay. Well, then how do you actually do that? You know, are you doing that every morning for half an hour? And so that is a part of the strategy here.
Cool.
A quantum leap in progress. And this is a great time of year to be doing this because the end of the year, if you're listening to the podcast in the beginning of the year, it's just great. Or really any time, because you can start any time besides just the calendar year. But breaking it down into actionable steps is definitely able to make it digestible. And then like, okay, so let's say the holidays happen and you kind of aren't reading as much. If you have the goal that you need to have, you know, four books a month or whatever it is, well, then you get back on track,
right.
You know?
Right.
So six steps, okay? Here's some, you know, let's break it down. So one of those, step number one, you know, that I have all of my clients do when they start with me, and for our actual Quantum Leap program that I'm doing right now, that I have a whole bunch of people going through the Quantum Leap program right now, which is an online guided coaching program, whether it's in person or online, I always start with let's review and assess. Before we know where we're going, we've got to look at where we're at. And I think it's really important to look at all areas of life so that you're not just moving forward, let's say you're reading, but you're also looking at what's the health of my relationship with my little girls?
Yeah.
What is how are my finances? What about my health? And so I think this is a great time of year, as is any time of the year, to be like, how am I doing? Where am I at across all areas of life? And I like to break it down on a scale of 1 to 10. What is my satisfaction or success rating with my relationships and with my health? And within that, you can break those down into subcategories. Am I getting enough cardio? How's my nutrition? Do I have enough energy? Like within fitness, you can break that down. In your case with reading, that's like an education goal.
Yeah.
But you might also, besides books, it might be like, hey, I want to listen to these kinds of podcasts, or I want to take this kind of training. So an education goal. And so I like to break down all areas of life and give myself a rating or invite my clients to do the same.
Cool. And it's a satisfaction rating?
Yeah, like a satisfaction. How am I doing? My level of success with my most intimate relationship, with my professional relationships, with my children. How am I doing? You know, am I rocking it? Am I kicking it? Am I really doing well there? Or am I already at my optimal potential? Am I reaching 100% of where I want to be? And, you know, I really like to be radically honest about that.
Yeah.
You know, how am I doing?
I think one reason it's good to like do the bite-sized pieces thing is because like, okay, let's say you have a goal that's going to take you a year. And if you have bite-sized pieces, if you're behind your goal in like March, you can be like, oh my gosh, I'm kind of behind. I need to fix this, rather than like waiting until November, December, and then it's like, I got to read 40 books in 20 days. I'm taking off work for 3 weeks, you know, and I'm just going to be reading,
exactly.
You know, so like, it kind of gives you makes it where it's more like attainable and achievable, even if it's a big goal to begin with.
Right. That one actually is step number four, which is accountability.
Well, let's go back. So review and assess is two. One? What's the two?
Review and assess is number one. And then number two is like, why am I getting tens? You know, if my assessment is like, why am I in the areas where I am rocking it in a 10? Why? What habits, what priorities, what action steps am I demonstrating or doing or taking that are helping me to get there? So we want to look at, why am I so successful? Let's say you did, this time next year, and you're like, yeah, I rocked that many books. I did it. Then we want to look at, how did I do it? I made it a priority. I took time out. We want to look at what we're doing that is getting us there. And the second part is, for those areas where we're not getting the success we want, this is where the juice is to be like, wow, especially if it's like 7 or below, or definitely if I'm a 5 below in anything, to me, that's like a radical red flag. Why am I not getting the results there? Is it because I'm not prioritizing it? Is it because I don't have the support? I'm afraid. I don't have healthy habits. I'm not taking the actions that I need to get there. Maybe I don't know how, and I need a tool or education in order to make more progress. I need to learn something, or I need to, apply something that I don't really know how to do yet.
I might be getting us off track here, but you're talking about why, and you even already said, like, kind of being honest with yourself. Why is it so hard for us to like self reflect honestly and not like BS ourselves? Like, what is that?
That, you know, this is the ego just like, yeah, I'm fine. That's why I say, let's do this across all areas of life, not just where we're rocking it, you know, but let's look at my relationship with my parents. Let's look at my relationship to courage and fear. Am I really following my soul path in my career, or do I loathe my career? I might be making a lot of money, but I hate what I do. Right. And so I have so many clients that are like, yeah, I'm successful, but I loathe getting up in the morning doing what I do.
Yeah. Like, is that really success? I mean, that's. Okay.
Because now here's where we get to hone in, because, you know, you did a great thing by saying, let me make it into a bite-sized digestible action step. Well, in order to identify what action steps, we want to look at where the gaps are. Otherwise, we're going to have the same results next year.
Right.
You know, so I want to have radical honesty about, where did I not receive, you know, achieve good results? Maybe even where I went backwards with health this year, or right, finances, or I went backwards with relationship. There was a breakup and I'm still angry at, you know, if I still haven't forgiven. Like, I want to know that before I start going forward into a new relationship.
Right. Okay. So what's the third one? You said, why is the second? What's the third one?
Yeah. Because this way we can identify if distraction or productivity or whatever it is that's in the way. And number three, then you go into your action plan. Okay. Well, what do I need to do to get there? If it's distraction, I might need to turn off the phone. I might need less time on social media. I might need to, break this down into smaller bite-sized pieces, into daily habits.
Yeah.
So number three is like, all right, how am I going to get there? Am I going to fill the gaps? So that's your action plan.
Yeah. And I think there, again, it's like, if you have a plan, and to use like the books as like an example, but obviously it applies to many different domains, but like if I have this goal, I'm not just going to sit mindlessly and like go through Facebook or just like look, okay, well, I'm like, look at Netflix for like a show to watch at night, because I have a plan. I have to like, no, I've got to finish this book. And it's something that I'm, it's not like I hate what I'm doing. Like, Rick hates reading. He's, you know, he believes that. I was just kidding.
That's a very early joke that we used to have.
So it's like something that I'm enjoying. Obviously, I wouldn't have like put all the effort into it. So it's like, it kind of keeps you from just sort of wasting your mind away.
Right. Because this is where we block time for it.
Yeah.
This is, hey, if I'm really wanting fitness, if I'm really wanting this time next year or 12 months from now, if I really want a different result with my health, well, then what do I need to be doing weekly? Do I need to go to yoga? Do I need to be up early and taking a walk? Do I need to go, you know, block time or the gym or a run or a ride, whatever. And so this is like now taking that action plan is let me block time for this, whether it's in the morning, whether it's in the afternoon, because otherwise everybody else's priorities are going to push your priorities out of the way. That's why it's so important to look at where am I at and why am I not getting there and where do I want to go? We want to have that clear action plan, because if you are not moving, if you don't know who you are, where you're going and how to get there, somebody else is making those decisions for you and you end up where they want you to be.
Well, it's like the old saying, crooked rivers get that way by following the path of least resistance, right? And not to say that you're bad if you do that, but it's just like you're just going to kind of go wherever the current kind of takes you, or wherever the topography is. You're not going to like, you know, now if you're going to go in a straight line, you got to do some work. You got to get a shovel and you got to get some people to help you.
You've got to be able to say no to distraction, or no, like let's say on a Wednesday night, you really want to read or you really need to work out and somebody else says, hey, let's go do this thing.
Right.
Like if I've got a mission, if I've got a vision, and if I'm not working towards that goal, I'm working towards somebody else's goals.
Right. Right.
You know, if I don't have clarity, then I'm allowing somebody else to provide clarity for me.
My goal is to like see how many people I can distract throughout the year and not and keep them from achieving their goals.
Because that's a lazy mind that just follows with whatever. That's where I say distraction is the great saboteur to success.
Right.
Distraction. Right. And so if you aren't clear about what direction you're going and what and an action plan to get there, then distraction will be easy. Right. Like, oh yeah, let's do that, because I don't have anything else in mind. I haven't prioritized anything else.
So I'm writing that down. Distraction is the saboteur of
success.
Rick, spell saboteur.
S-A-B-A-T-E-U-R.
It's O. It's B-O-T.
Saboteur. Yes.
Isn't that what I said?
Or you said S-A-B-A, but it's S-A-B-O. I spelled it wrong, too.
Congratulations.
Good thing you have Siri spell checker.
Yeah, right. I right-clicked on it and it's got the right answer.
And so, you know, this is the great stealer of dreams.
Yeah.
The great stealer of dreams. And this is why that number two about why am I not getting where I want to go? Maybe I don't have an action plan.
Right.
You know, maybe I'm too inclined to not prioritize this activity over other activities that aren't going to get me where I want to go.
So you mentioned, I already said the fourth one, but I already forgot it. What's the fourth
one? Okay, that to me, that's accountability.
Okay, yeah.
So we've got review and assess. We've got why am I either going where I'm getting and that getting where I'm going, or why am I not? Three, action plan. Let's fill those gaps, make them small, digestible steps. And four is accountability. Let's measure our progress. So at the end of the day, did I read my 10 pages? At the end of the day, or the end of the week, at the end of the month, at the end of the quarter, am I getting the results? Did I get this stuff done? And I think it's really valuable to make those periodic check-ins like really consistent. How am I doing? Where am I going?
And like, are you journaling? We're writing this down. How is that the best way to do it?
I do that on my Sunday evenings. That's my time. Like I do that on my Sunday evenings, and I do it at the end of the month. And of course, again at the end of the quarter. Like those are to me. I block time for that, and I do it at the end of the year. I'm doing it right now for my business, and I'm doing it for my personal. I block consecutive days just to evaluate everything that I've done this year in all areas of life and how am I doing and what's my roadmap ahead. Huh. And then I'm creating those accountability checkpoints. So accountability is like, let me check in with where I want to be at the end of each week, at the end of each month, at the end of each quarter.
Cool.
And I think it's really valuable to have accountability buddies here so that you're not just, you know how you were saying before, I don't really want to be honest with the results. This is where when we have somebody else holding us accountable, it helps us a little bit better. It says, hey, you know, did you read this week? And you might say, hey, I did. Did you go work out this week? You know, and that's where we just kind of gentle but firm, like, hey, I know this is important to you. And so an accountability buddy helps, a coach helps, being, you know, that is able to say, hey, let's stay on track, you know, having a weekly meeting, a monthly call, so, or a weekly check-in at the gym or whatever, or being in a book club if reading is important to you, with other people that are trying to achieve that same kind of success, you know, joining a mastermind group. And I think accountability is super valuable here, because otherwise we're like, oh, we'll let it slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. It doesn't matter.
It's like nobody's waiting on me at the gym, or nobody, this doesn't affect anyone else.
Exactly.
And that's where I think people that are like, that have that kind of willpower and discipline, that it doesn't matter if they have an accountability partner or not, they're going to do what they set out to do. Like, those people are remarkable.
They're going to do the fun stuff that they like doing.
Yeah, yeah.
We all do that.
And this
is the harder stuff that we don't want to do.
Right.
It's those other things where we consistently are not getting the results, or maybe even going backwards because we're lazy, or we do the other thing that we like to do. The real hard stuff isn't the stuff we like. It's the stuff we don't.
Yeah. This is an inside joke for two, but Rick was my accountability partner once, and it failed miserably.
It's not a joke for two. There's at least one other fairly regular listener who will understand.
Okay, all right. So what's the fifth one?
Okay. So that is, now we have to visualize it. You know, high performers, this is one of the most powerful things that elite performers do across all fields, is visualize it happening. And you know, seeing the end result, feeling the end result. And I think not only with visualization, but you want to sense it, you want to feel it. And for you, right, a Cancer, which is very emotional,
yeah,
right? You know, this is the power of feeling the emotion of what you're going to feel like when it's achieved.
Yeah.
Let's say one of your goals was really to deepen, really, really take your relationship deeper with your daughters. Like, hey, I want to be the best dad ever. What does that look like? What does it feel like? What do you hear from the girls? What does it feel like when they come running to you and give you a hug? Yeah. And it's because you're showing up as a better dad.
Yeah.
You know, and so this visualization, seeing it, smelling it, hearing it, feeling it, is really, really helpful, because now what we're doing is we're programming the roadmap into the subconscious brain.
Yeah, and athletes, there's actually some crazy studies, like shooting free throws, you know, like people that actually, they were like, you know, there's like three sets. This set of 100 actually shot free throws. This set of 100 like shot free throws and visualized, and this set didn't shoot any free throws. All they did was visualize, and the group that just visualized did as well as the group that shot and visualized.
Right. So this is like, you know, one of my clients, dear, you know, friends, Bodie Miller, who's one of the most decorated downhill, like Olympic, you know, skiers. Right. And the visualization is essential. Not only is he visualizing the whole run in his mind, he's visualizing and hearing the crowd cheering when he crosses the finish line. He's visualizing the gold medal going on his neck, standing on the podium, all the way to, you know, the music playing. And so that is really powerful to get it visceral, because here, you remember how you were saying earlier about, hey, we kind of sabotage, we don't really want to do it. And you know, why do we not want to be honest? Why do we not want to do it? And this is because we have these limiting beliefs stuck in the head. I'm not good enough. Fear, all of those limiting beliefs, the inner dialogue, the inner critic, you know, that negativity. And so with this visualization and also feeling it, what we're doing is we're reprogramming the subconscious mind with the reality, this is inevitable. Winning the gold medal, reading this many books, being the best father ever, being really fit, being successful, launching a new career. We're actually getting the brain on board with like the GPS, so that we're already programming our brain to know that it's possible. So when we reach a resistance point, and we will sometime in the year, sooner rather than later, a resistance point, a challenge, you know, whatever, an excuse, distraction. We want to have that subconscious mind programmed with, this is where we are going. We're getting to this destination. Even if we get distracted, even if we are, you know, being shown with a fear or a challenge, we want to have that brain programmed with the future outcome to help us get there and overcome challenges along the way.
Okay, we've come to the sixth. Rick, I'm going to guess what the sixth one is, and it is an ice cream sundae.
Totally, as many as you can.
Done. I'm one for five.
Yeah, so six is positive reinforcement.
Cool.
Six is positive reinforcement. So you want to have reminders every day about where you're going. You want to have, I put reminders on my phone. I have an alarm going off twice a day with like words that are important to me, visions that are important to me. I have all of those visions on my phone. I have them on a board. It's up in my room, in my house, in my car. Having those reminders, hey, this is where you're going. This is what's important to you. Put it on the fridge, put it on the mirror, put it on an audio that you listen to, positive reinforcement, listen to podcasts, online courses, anything that's going to help you with support and positive reinforcement to get there.
Cool.
And this is surrounding yourself with positive people is super important.
Okay, we are coming up on time. There's a couple things we got to do to wrap this up. The first thing is, tell everybody where to find you. Where's the website? All that jazz. If you're
cool.
Social media.
So, and you know what? I've got some great pre-gifts for your audience too.
Sweet.
So, so shamangelichealing.com. I'm sure in the podcast bio, you'll have the link there.
Yes.
And I'm actually guiding right now a whole Quantum Leap program. And so for your listeners right now, we'll have that in the link. They'll get, if they sign up for that this right now, then they'll get a free pass, the 3.5-day Empowerment and Awakening Weekend.
Cool.
Is a 3.5-day with me. So they'll get that for free. And then I'm also giving everybody a free meditation course, which is like 6 videos. It's like a $50 course. And so I'm going to give your whole audience that for free.
Now, do they need to say, like, is there like a Simply Human link, or do they just go?
No, we'll give you a link in there. We'll give your listeners a link, and they can get the
Sweet.
Access to the free course.
Awesome.
And also the discounts and promos and everything while they're right there for you in one link.
Perfect. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. And I'll make sure to put that in the show notes. Cool. So then the last thing, and this is something we ask all of our guests, what is something that you enjoy about life or something you do that makes life more enjoyable?
I like stretching myself, embarrassing, stretching, getting outside my comfort zone, whether that is karaoke, rock climbing, you know, like anything that will keep me humble.
Yeah.
And so I think to me, that's different every year of like, what am I going to do this year that really stretches me, that humbles me and makes me really, whether that's, I rock climbed a mountain that I kept looking at this year. I kept looking at it, but you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to climb that. And it was a rock climbing. It ended up being like a 5'11" ascent with like full rock climbing gear and everything.
Jeez.
I was like, I'm going to do that.
Yeah,
I'm not great at rock climbing.
Yeah, it's like if the only thing you ever do out of stuff that you're so good at, you never like kind of get slapped back down to earth. And getting slapped back down to earth is good for you every now and again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe that's a triathlon, or maybe that's you know, I'm gonna learn swing dancing, or I'm gonna take belly dance, or I'm gonna learn how to drum. And I'm just every year I try a goal that is not what will feed my ego, but the opposite. You know,
right.
But in that, it also helps me to build character and strength. When I meet something uncomfortable, I'm like, I can do that.
Right.
<You know>?
Right. Cool. Awesome. Well, hey, this has been great. Thank you so much for
doing this. I know it's kind of a weird time. We do it at night and all that on a weekday. And so really appreciate all that you're doing. And as soon as that, yeah, send me that link to send our listeners. And when the show goes up, I'm going to try to get the show up in the next couple of days instead of waiting until Friday. And then we're recording this on Monday. So I'm going to try to get this up either tomorrow or Wednesday. And I'll send you the link when it's up.
Perfect. I can't wait to share it with everybody. It's just been a blast. Thank you for doing what you are doing. Both of you, Mark and Rick, thank you. And I really appreciate this, just being simply human. It's challenging to be human. It's fun to be human, and it's exciting to be a human. So thanks for putting these messages out there to your listeners. Cool. I really appreciate you doing that.
All right. Thank you so much. And we will, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, blessings.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I've got some exciting news.
Okay.
Jonathan Baylor's coming back.
He is.
And guess what?
Guess what?
They, I don't know. His guy reached out to us.
His guy didn't actually reach out to us, Mark. his guy reached out to me.
Well.
And I sent you a text. Well. Hey, Gabe wants to be on the show again. You're like, what? And I was like, oh, listen, I guess this is on a need-to-know basis right now, okay? So we're just trying to keep the circle real tight.
Whatever.
I forwarded you the email.
Well, so when you're hearing this will be the last show of the year. No shows the rest of the year, Rick. So the 17th, 24th, 34th, 1st, holidays. Enjoy your holiday. Yeah, on Christmas. Then we've got Maggie Downey in January 7th. David Toman. On the 21st, nobody. It's Martin Luther King Day. We will observe that holiday. And then the 28th, Jonathan Baylor. And then we've already got a one February 11th. We're booked out to February 11th. We're just going to keep it going. We're going to keep it going. We've entered our sixth year of the Symphony.
By the way,
podcast.
I won't be available to record the week of my birthday. During my birthday, I'll be at a conference.
On the 25th?
FYI. Like the 25th, I think it is, the Monday.
How am I supposed to get you a birthday present?
We'll just have to come to the house.
Well, you won't be there.
I know. Well, I'll be here on my actual birthday, but like the days leading up to, like that week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
You celebrate your birthday on March 1st.
I celebrate it just whenever the present arrives, but growing up, it was March 1st in a very technical and legalistic way, but like now I'm like, yeah, you know what? It's in February. Let's just do the last day of February.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. Okay, Rick, this has been good. We're going to figure out what we're going to do with the guy that took me up in the rear end. Wait, what? Hey, I got into an argument about furniture.
Stop. Just stop.
I thought I'd won the argument with my wife about the dining room table. Dang it, dining room furniture, and I got home and the tables had turned.
Yeah, don't don't bother. Okay, just no clothes. Just hit stop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.